Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tell me what your year has been like. I know it's been a bit of a crazy one.
Yeah, it's probably the last this year and last year, but probably it kind of feels like 2020 and 2021 kind of ran into just one whole year. Because obviously the book came out first, and then like The Witness, and then that went to number one, which I never thought would happen. So yeah, I never thought we were going to get the response that we did. Like, I never thought, as I think I said it before, I didn't think anybody would want to listen to my story, but obviously people did, so I'm grateful for that. And but then doing the Witness in his own words, the podcast, has just been absolutely incredible. Like, it's like we won an award.
We won an award
last week, so for podcast of the year, so like, it's probably the biggest achievement in my life, really, besides my kids. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't think we'd win an award, and to think how many people have listened to it, and like the feedback we're after getting, and it's kind of been riding a wave. It's been a constant high, and sometimes I kind of retreated back into Michelle, because I don't know what way to take the emails. Like, the public have been amazing, like, and the feedback, like, from people from Ballymore and school teachers. I went to school in Ballymore, and my old school teacher from Blanchardstown, and friends that I went to school with, and friends that I hung around with, like, getting in contact, and people in Ballymore and Blanchardstown and Finglas that have known me and my family, like, for the last 20 years. And I think I said it before, like, these people kind of 16, 17 years ago, and this all happened. A lot of people kind of done a run out. They really didn't want to know us, like, but they didn't know the story, like, and as I said, I don't have any bad feeling towards that. I just mean, like, I'm saying if they didn't understand, they took the book, and it took me doing the podcast. It took that for people to really find out what really did go on and what the shoot was and what happened.
And I know there's been quite a lot of people from all sorts of different walks of life getting in touch and wanting to, I guess, wish you well, I think, has been the, you know, overwhelming sort of thing. And what's that been like, you know, hearing
that's
from people?
What I mean. It's been absolutely amazing. It's been so positive. I don't think I've had a negative email. And I don't, the lift it gives you is absolutely unreal. Like, it gives you absolutely... It really does. It really does mean a lot. Like, everything the public have done, and I'm so grateful. Like, they listen to the podcast and they bought the book, and but people from all walks of life, just different. Like, people from New Zealand and Australia and like America and Cayman Islands and Spain and like I just all over the world. Like, it just means so much. Like, and. Like, people that know the hospital that I was in, the Priory, and it's been amazing. It has, and I didn't expect any of it. I didn't expect it to be as big as it was, and as big as it has been, and people are still listening to it. People are still talking about it, and people, it's helped so many people, and that's the impression I'm after getting. And I think I always said if I help one person, my job was done, but it seems to have helped a lot of people. And I think there was a man and a husband and wife. They sent me an email. They sat their two kids down and made them listen to it, and said this is what can happen. Like,
yeah.
And they said like the reaction, even of the kids afterwards, like, were absolutely blown away, and then they think it was the best thing they've ever done. Like, and I know there's probably some courses and some bad language in it, but sorry, I can't help. That's who I am. Like, I just. But besides that, it has been really, really positive. And
so, like, hearing from all those people, were there particular ones that kind of stood out to you, or that you wanted to maybe respond to in any way? Or
I think there's certain ones, especially from it was mad. My school teacher getting in contact with me.
Mm.
That was a big one, and he's not in Blanchardstown anymore. But he kind of, like, when Toddy gave us a letter, he clarified what I said was the truth.
Mm.
And it was like people like that, my school teacher clarified what I said in the book was true, the things that I said was true. But you kind of felt like people were doubting me in the beginning, and I kind of put a rubber stamp and said, well, I'm not the only person saying it, like, this, these things did happen. And it meant a lot, that just that kind of the clarity, like.
Mm. The people from your past, I suppose, who can, you know, in a way you've had to sort of leave that past where it is, and you can't really go back to it, but to have these people come forward and say, yeah, that's right, you know, that must...
Yeah,
it's a big thing.
It's a big thing, and it's an amazing feeling, like, because you feel like you have that support and you don't feel so alone. And because it can be a lonely existence, but I don't feel alone anymore. I do feel like I have a great support system. And obviously, working with yourself and Nicola, and it's just being like, 1 minute I was sitting in my bedroom writing a book over the phone, and then the next minute
you're on Claire Byrne talking to the nation.
I'm on Claire Byrne talking to the nation, and even that, Jesus, was amazing. Like, that was so emotional. That was probably one of the most difficult things I've done.
Mm.
I think you've seen me upset. Like, we spent hours together talking, and I think I'm more of a therapist at this stage. but you've seen me upset, but that was really emotional. Claiborne, I just broke down, like, and it was mad, because I didn't know what to expect from any of it. I didn't know what to expect from the book, and I didn't know what to expect from the witness and his own words, the podcast. I didn't know what to expect. And to be honest with you, I didn't really know what I was doing with the podcast. But sometimes I have to listen to it again to remind me though how far I've come.
Mm.
Because sometimes I get down and I'm human, like, and the old things, I can be affected by my circumstances, and I don't want to give Brian Kenny any more air time or too much of me headspace, but stuff worrying around the likes of him, stuff like that, can affect me. And I can kind of get down, and sometimes I need to re-listen to the witness in his own words to remind myself what I am, who I am, and what I've done, and what I've achieved, and that I'm a good person. And yep, the feedback I've got is amazing. But the likes of Brian Kenny's opinion and Thomas Henson's opinion doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Mm.
Where probably a year ago would have.
Yeah.
I think that's what the podcast has done, and I think that's what the witness has done in general. For me, it's kind of brought me to the here and now, and it's just been such a huge, huge achievement. And I'm learning how to be me, and I'm learning how to accept myself for who I am, and I'm learning how to love myself. And I can't change what the past, but I don't want to change it now anymore. I think I've put it to bed now, and I think, I'm going to make mistakes, but we all make them, and I'm just so grateful. I'm and I'm excited about the future. Really, I really am excited about it. And I'm making plans, and there's things coming up that are really exciting. And yeah, so 2021 has been a crazy year. It's been a good year. And as I said, to win an award and for the podcast and to get a number one best-selling book, what more could I ask for? And I think people say, what's meant for you never pass you by. It may have taken over 30 years, but I got there eventually. And one thing that will not stop me or deflect anything that I'm doing is Brian Kenny or Thomas Hendon released from prison. I've asked the prison to stop contacting me and let me know when he's gone on day two. I won't have it, because I'm not going to let it down have my headspace any longer. They can contact me, man, let my family know, and they happy with it, but I've asked not to be told anymore. And that's how much I don't care. I refuse to have my phone ringing from a prison telling me about Brian Kenny. And that's the way I plan on going forward.
I know, I guess as a way of signing off, I suppose, mm-hmm. for now. I know you have something you want to say to listeners, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. Firstly, I'd like to thank Nicola Tallant for her professionalism, kindness, compassion, support and friendship. Writing The Witness was a huge achievement and success for me. I'd like to thank Mirror Books for believing in my story. And I'd also like to thank Ian Mullaney, Jane Gogan, and all the team at The Witness in His Own Words podcast. To my amazing brave family, I love you all and thanks so much. But most of all, I want to thank you, the public, the people that bought The Witness, the book, and the people that have spent hours and hours listening to me talking. I owe the success of both The Witness, the book, and The Witness in His Own Words podcast to you. Kind regards, Joseph O'Connor.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.